Let's say, hard to tell people how they are on the verge of being lost for eternity. Who, me? Many will follow their pernicious ways. How about your way? Has your way been pernicious? You'll never see it. You are so far from God, it's unbelievable. And yet we keep. I'm talking to you. Oh, not you. Professed himself to be wise. That's what you are. You know the wise. You know that, don't you? The wise went in. So why would you profess anything else? See? And if I go ahead and try to talk to you, it won't work. We got a block up there. First, I was listening to Sister Burgess over there, just yelling like a crazy fool. Like a little child. A little child to lead him. Nobody was following her. Nobody was following her.
Oh, God!
She's a little child in the midst of them.
Oh, God!
And said, except you become converted, become like that little child.
Oh,
you shall in no wise. You get how wise you get. How wise you are. You shall in no wise. A little child in the midst.
Thank you.
Just like a little simple little child.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the hands go up, and yes, sir, yes, sir. You bunch of hypocrites.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You blind guides.
Thank you, Lord.
You straighter than that and swallowable camel.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And quote a word to you every day. Every man doing that which is right in his own eyes.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
And you've been told what that is. It's not right. Okay. Then go right back, do it again.
Glory.
And the scripture came to my mind this morning. Of course, you know that. He don't know the scriptures. He don't know what he's doing. God don't know what he's doing. You do though, don't you?
Glory.
You know what you're doing, don't you? It's right, ain't it? Ain't it? And did anybody tell you it's wrong?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Lord!
So you want to face off, huh?
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah!
I've been telling Sister Rose all week long. I said, boy, I'm not going down. These people, I'm not going to face them.
Bless you.
Because they're going to confront me with their looks, with your action, with your response. It makes no damn difference. See, you folks don't realize that this is the last time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I seen the maybe tomorrow.
Glory.
Look at this. Look at your faces.
Jesus.
You're not talking to me, are you, brother? Yeah, I'm talking to you. The scripture that came this morning was, after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst. For a whole week, I stayed away from you people. And I hope that God don't compel me to come back and face you again. Because you got daggers in your eyes. You got a sword in your mouth. You got hardness in your heart. And boy, oh boy, don't look at me when you're talking like that back there. Look, I washed the dishes. I cleaned this. I done that. I think it was yesterday when I talked to Mark. I said, Mark, I want that credit card moved. I'll get it. Because I'm damn going to stop this buying. Because you guys won't pay no attention to me. You're like my children out there. Your children. This is going to stop. The buying and selling is what's going to damn almost 99%. of the people living on this earth. Stop looking at me like that. Who said will not either buy or sell?
Hallelujah.
How in the world can you live without buying and selling? Although I try to teach you that. Their heads can go like that. Mm-hmm. See, nobody responded to that.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
That's going to be the final test, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you got to eat.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't do that without buying and selling. And the devil's got you, hasn't he?
Hallelujah.
Hasn't he?
Yes. Glory.
Well, I got my check there. I got that, too. Oh, yeah, come on, Buster. Go to hell, devil. You folks keep giving yourself over to that. Yeah, come on, go on. Like a bunch of children. Just like a bunch of children in the marketplace. Children in the marketplace. All see, in this place here, you don't know what's going on. No, you don't. Lies from every source. From prophets, from preachers, from politicians. And I must say that when I look at it on the air, I say, the whole world lies. So your credit card is lying to you. Oh, I got it on credit, but you have to pay for it.
Amen.
And if you can't pay for it, they'll take your house away from you. They'll take your car away from you. They'll take your clothes away from you. Get the hell out! Devil, you keep giving so much place to the devil. You just keep on doing it. And go ahead, fools. Oh, fools, so slow. Oh, you believe, don't you? It's slow. Slow, huh? Let me analyze it. We just don't want to admit, like a snare, that it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
Amen.
Who in this place can comprehend that statement? Whose mind can comprehend that statement?
Oh,
tell me. Come on, you tell me. Huh? I remember talking in a prophecy from the White House to the outhouse. I believe I did hear him say that, but you know, that's just him running his mouth again.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
If you understood how this world is going, you would see how I jeopardized my very life.
Amen.
I'm on the air all over.
Amen.
All over. Not many folks listening, though. Mm-hmm. And I listen. They're all still trying to make provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, when's the last time you heard that one? When's the last time you heard that scripture? When? You never heard it from anybody else except from me, because the other guy said, just throw that away. Make no provisions. Not at all. To fulfill the desires of your flesh. No, not at all.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory.
Look how you are. See, you're hard right up. Oh, I'm not doing it. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Every last one. I wrote Brother Jackie the other day. He finally responded. Because he was writing an email like it's already done. Now, he might disagree with me because he has done that quite often. He learned to be quiet because he knows that I will stand right in his face.
Amen.
And yes, so for you too. God has made it very clear to him. All those years you were doing that junk, it's not worth a damn. He don't need Jackie or me to restore Israel. He don't need anybody.
Oh God.
He can restore to the king. Well, now this time restore the. Never mind. Don't even respond.
Oh God.
Wilt thou at this time? You know, when I read those stories, I say, how could that be? How could that be? And you're all sitting there, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Mount of Ascension. Come on, Gino. Come on, Brother Harbour. Come on, Dennis. Come on, Jackie. Come on. Huh? Come on, Patterson. Come on, Miss Libby. Yes, sir, boy. Yes, sir, I shall. See, now what I wrote back to him was, I wrote back, but David said, Father, keep me from the sin of presumption. See, he's presuming that if he sells his house out there, he's going to move over here. Yes, he is. Yes, you are. And what are you going to do with her? Because I made it very clear, she's not coming here.
That's right.
Period.
That's
right. You know, I stuck my neck out so much that, oh, no, I'm doing all right. I brushed it. No! Your spirits are so antagonistic to each other. No matter how much I quote the scripture, behold, how good, how pleasant. We ain't got a pleasant life around here. We're always upset with somebody that does. And we can always do better, can't we? Can't we? I said to Sister Rosemary, I said, my God, I laid down the order here. You come here to work.
Amen.
We don't come here to lay around low. We come here to work.
Right.
And then we know how to work.
Right.
And everybody wants to, I could mention someone. I do, I'm going to get kicked in the teeth. How are we going to cook? What are we going to cook? When are we going to cook? What are we going to cook? I cook my way, you cook your way. Or I build this way, you build that way.
Okay.
I'm talking to you, folk. Go to hell. Just flat out keep on. You're on the broad road to destruction. Got a broad thing down so you can walk the road, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
And then your old iniquity pops up. Big mouth starts talking. The scripture tells you that tongue. Now, you've never heard this, have you? You've never heard this, have you? Have you?
We have.
Well, where's your amens now?
Amen.
The tongue is a world. It speaks like the world. It talks like the world. It thinks like the world. It reacts like the world. And it will be your ruin.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, mercy. Yes, Lord.
I was thinking about the mosquitoes. How they're sweeping all over. Have you done anything about the mosquitoes, Brother David? When?
It was out the other day.
Just the other day. Should have been already phone ready come. If that don't work, get something else. Huh? See, I go on and on and on. Clean the roof, see? Clean the roof with them. Unless somebody specifically says, I don't...
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Anybody know where Mike is this morning? Bless his heart. Brother Mike, you ought to come in here, let me see, so I can take care of the chickens. The chickens ain't going to go nowhere. Stop using those little chores you got as an excuse.
Yes.
And try to make it's a reason.
Amen.
Just stop doing it.
Yes, Lord.
Now, amen. I'll get around to you. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
What story would I use for that one? What story would I use for that, Brother Patterson? Kevin? Harbor? Dave?
He began to make excuses.
Certain man had two sons.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know who that man is?
Oh, yes.
Almighty God.
Yes.
He had two sons, Israel and the church.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, two sons.
Yes.
Glory! Thank you, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Two energy he put his hope in.
Hallelujah.
His sons.
Hallelujah.
To get a job done.
Hallelujah.
And see, you're so damn hard. You only, you'll sit down.
Yes, Lord.
Two sons.
Amen.
The things that were written. And Paul, after long abstinence, for a whole week I stayed away from you. I must have told you for years and years, I hate walking in your presence. And if it wasn't for my audience out there, I wouldn't be here this morning. Who the hell would keep looking at these presumptuous people? Paul, if he sees me there, I presume he'll be so glad to see me. No way. No way. No way. Do we got murmurers? Complainers?
Amen.
Disobedient to the Spirit?
Amen.
Hard boy. And you know where that story comes out, don't you? That gentle, kind, loving Stephen, who wants to remind them people of their godly inheritance and how God, even in their rebellion, never forsook them.
Never.
How he brought them out of Egypt and had Moses raise up a servant in the damn generation. Why don't you read it? Why don't you read what they said, what happened to them? Oh, you know, you got your little books, your little, huh?
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart.
When they heard these things, they were, what? What was Stephen saying to them?
Oh, Jesus.
That would cut them to the heart. What am I saying to you this morning? Cutting you to your heart. We got to get, you got to get circumcised. You're not circumcised of heart.
Amen.
We got to cut that jank out of you. Cut. You uncircumcised church. Go ahead and read.
You uncircumcised, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised.
You uncircumcised and you stiff-necked?
Oh, yes.
You do always resist.
You do always? Come on, Miss Print. Not always. Nah.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's get a new translation.
Jesus.
Let's find somebody who can speak with smooth words. He's to himself teachers. Somebody tell us the way I want to hear it.
Oh, God.
That shuts your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least I've been able to accomplish that for a while. While I'm here in front of you, shut your mouth. But you really want to do it, don't you? You stiff neck. You're uncircumcised in heart. You got too much of a fleshly mind. Puffed up. And the scriptures tell that love is not puffed up.
Amen.
Oh, there comes that. What about you, Brad? I got much knowledge, you know that. And I know I got it. I got wisdom. Why? Because I asked God for it and God don't fail.
Right.
Well, I don't believe that. Who cares what you believe? I got to get him believing in me.
Right.
He put his whole stock in the last day prophet of God to prepare people for the coming of the Lord. Oh, well, now, Ross, now, come on, you're taking too much on yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, sometimes I'm even forced to just get real tough.
Yeah.
And when I get tough, then I know you're going to get hurt because you're so easily offended.
My Lord.
It's so easily.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to bother us.
Oh. Jesus.
How you doing, Richard? Same old book.
Jesus.
And if I keep talking and mentioning you, you probably fly off the hook again.
Oh, Jesus.
Glad to hear you were listening, Brother Mark, Brother Mike. Showed up to you, Miss Chester. He was listening. Heard my call. And I can't think of a more faithful man than he is. But you got to be faithful in listening. You can't just sit there like it's not pay no attention to it. Yet they will not hear. Come on, God. You've given them ears to hear and they won't hear. Oh, God, what's wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Huh? You didn't like that, did you? That's right, son, because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm right in everything. Oh, look at the response to that one. Look. My God. You know, I wish I could prove to you that this is the last time.
Amen.
It's taken God to let me live for 87 years when I should have been destroyed a long time ago to have me still right here. To tell you this is the last time. And still you folk want to put me out, shut me out. Why didn't God stop that nonsense of you going over there? Because it's the last time.
Hallelujah.
This is the last time.
Amen.
And if you wouldn't have got yourself a snare with people like this, which you shouldn't have done.
Right.
Like you're the other one over there and the other one over there.
Right.
Now you're snared. Everything I say is true. All the time. Even when I talk about you.
Amen.
Truth.
Thank you.
I don't deal with nothing but the truth. I speak the truth in Christ concerning you, and I lie not.
Glory God.
You hear me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And don't come along with your spirituality.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, God.
Those folks are just so spiritual, they're going to correct the prophet. I got something to correct me. It's called Scripture.
Thank you, God.
All Scripture. I have to apply it to myself first. And I do. Before I can judge you, I got to judge myself.
Amen.
And that's what I did all week long. I've been judging myself. Where you're not doing right, stand up. Any one of you, come on, here's the microphone. Come here, call yourself by your name, give them your phone number, tell them I declare to you the prophet Stare is not speaking the truth.
Oh my God.
Tell your dogs out there, rail on, come on.
Oh God.
Showdown time. No. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Now you won't do that.
Amen.
You walk out that door, you God bless Sister Matthews. I know she's there. Sister Johnson, God bless you. You know, a couple of years ago, I made a tragic mistake. I made quite a few mistakes. That's the reason why I'm dealing with it now. A lot of folk, I should never let them come here. Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stairs and Saints, and Sister Diane Johnson.
But you know, I do stand with you and pray for you and all the saints everywhere.
Lord bless you.
God bless you.
The only thing a woman has is faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Show me your faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Without your works, well, bro, I'm talking about the works of faith. I'm not talking about the works of the flesh.
Amen.
How come you don't know the difference?
Hallelujah.
One thing that God requires of you is that you be full of faith.
Amen.
Where the hell is your faith?
Amen.
How will you have no faith?
Amen. Glory.
The just will only live by faith. If any man draw, oh God, that thing went through my spirit. Oh, if any man draw back from living by faith, my soul has no pleasure in him or her. Come on, people. Come on. Oh, that's just the way you read it. If any man draw back, that's an act of your will. If any man draw back.
Glory God, yes, Lord.
Brother Patterson, you drew back. Thank God I give you faith. Where'd it come from? It came from the Word of God. Here we won't do. Why the hell won't man live by the Word of God? The Word of faith. Hey, what are you doing, God? What are you doing in this damn house? What are you doing this rebellious, stubborn, self-willed, haughty, arrogant, proud? And presumptuous, are they? Self-willed. And they're not afraid to speak against authority or make a comment. I'm looking right square in the face.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
See, I know you can't change it, but it wouldn't hurt for you to lay on your faith before God until your change comes.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, after long abstinence. What are you doing, Paul? Well, I'm on a ship. Four rebellious people, soldiers, centurion. I'm under authority. He was under authority. He had two men over him, captain of the ship and the Roman guard. Yeah. Yeah. He was under authority. Why the hell are you folks? Come on down. Please. I play with you. You damn mind. You see, you can't do it, can you? See the carnal mind? You going to think carnal this morning? It's all a waste of time. Your iniquity will be your ruin. Look how your iniquity are. Maybe it's mine. Maybe that's what's destroying our relationship, huh? You got that scripture? Who got it?
But after long abstinence.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't pronounce it right. I said abstains. I didn't say it right, did I? I mumbled. Come on, this school teacher.
Paul stood forth in the midst
of all of it. We're dealing with a word.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Abstinence.
Abstinence. Good teacher. Do that again.
Abstinence.
Abstinence. Now I got it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I didn't say that, did I? No, I didn't. I just, with a little mumbling. That's a long abstinence. See how you pronounce it?
Hallelujah.
It means withholding himself from food and drink and sleep and rest. He was troubled.
My Lord.
They had a whole shipload depending upon him. Captain, centurion. He actually spoke up to the captain. And he said, you should have hearkened unto me. Hey! Hey! Oh, y'all know the book, don't you, huh? Yes, sir, boy. Should have hearkened unto me 10 years ago. We could have been much further down the road. No fear. Look how long it took you to listen to me. Now you're still not listening. Still your iniquity is going to show out. And you think I don't know. I don't go around searching. I don't have to. But I hear this and I hear that. And then say, who told them? Nobody tell me nothing that I have not been warned about. The division amongst this people. The lack of a spiritual unity. I did it my way. And if I say something about it, bingo. I just wish we'd get back to good old simple cooking. We got too many gourmet cooks. Look at these sisters looking at me now. Look at them. Huh? I make my biscuits this way. I make my bread that way. I cook my meat this way. I cook my meat that way. Boy, I long for just simply a good old-fashioned potato and beans with no seasoning. Nah, you ain't gonna do that. It don't show your proneness. You know, and I said to Sister Ambassador, look at chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Church's Chicken. McDonald's Chicken. Everybody knows they're not the same. Yeah, they are. Chicken is chicken is chicken. See, I'm not getting through this. I can hear start kicking right away. Well, now what? See, brother and sister, when I talk to you cooks, you know what's going to happen if we get 200 folk around here? Huh? How would you like me to cook the chicken, please? Well, I like mine this way. I like mine that way. And see, you don't see anything with that because of your own spirit. I don't want to get involved in that, but I try to tell you, folks, cook with as little seasoning as you can. Just stick with the basics. Don't season it to your taste, because everybody don't like your taste. No, they don't. Oh, I'm getting in trouble now. And you do so good with the pancakes that whenever somebody wants to make pancakes, they'll come to you.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.
I will. I do. Yes, the Lord's giving you a life so you can make pancakes. Well, I don't sip my flour enough. You don't sip his flour enough. It's basic. Just basics. What do you got? Well, we got this flour. We got them. Put it in there. Oh, you don't know what you're doing, right there. I do know what I'm doing. I do know. I know part of the problem is the way the flour system. That I know. If you want that kind of pancake, you got a very fine flour. And we got the things to do it with. Yeah, we do. We just ain't got the people who wants to do it. I can do all things. You're a bunch of hypocrites, you know. And if you don't stop it, you're going to be appointed. You're placed in hell with the hypocrites. What about you? Okay, judge me, God. Good, judge me. Cut me off. Get me out of here. Because if I keep going like this, God, I might end up in hell. See? They don't realize what. I'm not sure you would understand when I started quoting that scripture. After long abstinence, it's been a whole week that I stayed away from you people.
All right.
I let Sister Rose come because she's a caregiver. But she don't know that I'm doing the caring. She thinks she's doing the caring. But I'm doing the caring. Yeah, I am. I'm doing the caring. I promised you that, didn't I, Dennis? Did I promise you that?
Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah.
For he must.
Hallelujah. Glory.
For he must.
Glory.
What?
Yes.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm laying down. You come online. Now I'm coming online.
Yes.
How do you reach them? How do you do it? I don't know how. I don't know how to get through you, folk. You're so hard. So hard. And here we are at the last time now. And when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith?
Hallelujah.
He's coming looking for faith. Because that's the only way his people can be saved, is by grace through faith. Come on, Jacob, do you hear that, boy? Get some faith working this morning. Hearing of faith had nothing to do with these ears. Nothing to do with that thing inside there.
Thank you, Father.
Faith comes by hearing.
Hallelujah.
You hear what the Spirit's saying.
Yes.
I just want to say amen, Brother Stair. No, say amen, me, Lord. Amen to me. It's really me, Lord. It's really me hurting myself, stiffening my neck. It really is me, Lord. It's not hurt, not hurt, not hurt. It really is me. It really is me. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Not my brother, no, my sister. But my knee. Ah, we know how to use the knee, don't we? Don't we? After long abstention. Oh, come on, you got it, teacher.
Paul stood forth.
Do you people know where Paul was headed? Do you know why he was headed there? Which one of you know why Paul was on that ship? See? But you really know it. You know Paul? Why was Paul on that ship? He opened his big mouth because he was one of these tried by the Jew, by the Sanhedrin. No way. Them guys have already determined I'm this vagabond Jew. This prophet, he done this and he done that, and most of you wouldn't even know if I hadn't told you. I could have hit it. I could have hit it. Huh? Read.
Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said.
Sirs.
You should have hearkened unto me. And not have loosed from Crete.
And not have left that safe harbor.
And to have gained this harm.
Does anybody know why they left it? Does anybody know why they left it?
Yes, Lord.
Because it was not commodious. It wasn't comfortable for them to please their flesh there.
Amen.
There was no fleshly thing.
Right.
No bars.
Right.
No hookers.
Amen.
No restaurants.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We got to stay for 6 months. We got to stay here until Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Can't go shopping. Can't buy this. Can't do that. Well, what do you got? Well, you got a bed to sleep in. You got angels that can't turn around about you. Some of you folks really need to repent. You really need to, of your own wickedness. Sister Burgess? Brother Rob, where are you going? I know they're probably working on computers, but I don't know if they're ever going to get them working right. You see, you've got to have a willing spirit to get something done right. You've got to be willing to learn from wrong so you can do right. Boy, did I say that? Did I say that? I always told you, I would have never known what was right until God led me to find out what's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Now, here's the way to do it. Now, that's right. I would never learn about sin if there was no law. Never, wouldn't have known about it. But because I learned about sin, I learned about a Savior. Somebody! Presumptuous are they? And in order to get a point across to you and everybody else, I told you what David said. Out of all the sins David committed, and he committed a lot of them. When it came down to presumptuous sin, he feared it. He feared that sin. Neither damn you, read it!
walked in this house, and it just automatically built up a storm. Who's going to read it?
Keep
back thy servant from committing adultery?
No.
From murdering?
No.
No, sir.
No. From robbing?
No.
From stealing?
No.
You still don't get it, do you? You sit right there like a bunch of damn peanut brains, and you refuse to give up your own carnal thinking, do you? The reason I wrote to him is because he's making a plan to sell his house out there. That's 3 or 4 people, right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you going to do? Huh? Why, you got plans. Presumptuous. Mm-hmm. But he forgets one thing. God sent you back here to submit.
Hallelujah.
To this old prophet.
Hallelujah.
Who knows more about it than you do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't argue me back again like you do every time I say something.
That's right.
I'm 10 years with you on that. And I don't intend to go 10 more years with it.
Hallelujah.
You want to do your own thing, go do it. Just go do it. Go get a few more. Take a few more. How about Brother Driver? He'll go out there. He can help you. Well, send Brother Brown out. No, I'm not going to send my men around to do your doings. I'm not going to do it. Brother Brown is here to serve this prophet and to serve his God. Huh? I mean, David, you go out to that house and have to deal with that little old woman. Huh?
Many weeks.
Oh, wait. I'm not going to subject him to that. That's your problem. You see, I'm too sharp.
Hallelujah.
And if I try to tell you how I catch things, first of all, the reason I wrote that to him, because he was asking for a 3-bedroom home. Yeah, you were. Yeah. 3-bedroom. Huh. Don't you 2 sit in the same bedroom?
Yes.
Then why did he need 2 more? Well, one for her and one for her sewing room.
So, yeah.
That's it.
Sure.
You know, 30-some years lived that woman. And try to please her. Can't be done. Can't be done. No way. Can't please them. See, because you folk don't realize what's going on this last hour. This last hour.
Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Presumptuous are they? I'm going to need a 3-bedroom. Boy, put it in the barn.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
We have a sewing room, but everybody got their own little sewing machine. So the sewing room is not used much anymore. Hmm? It was meant to, so they could work together. Our cooking is meant so we could cook together. Our living is so we could do it together. Together again.
Praising the Lord.
Well, I don't hear your folk praising the Lord when you're pulling the potatoes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Washing the dishes. Now you still make phone calls like you used to before you got here. Yes, sir, boy, my spiritual. Mm-hmm. How many years did I urge you to come here? Now you're here. You don't think I knew you before you came? You're the one who used to call him Osh. He never called that much. I could tell with you because you always had a little laugh and a little cry and very sincere like you did this morning. You called this morning. Yeah, it did. And I could sense you're crying. And you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, but I'm easy to get along with. No, you're not. How do you get along with yourself? Huh? Who gives you more trouble than yourself?
Amen.
Who gave you the trouble, brother? For your own thinking.
Right.
So we just can't picture God saying, go to hell, God. And then I tell you, I told God to go to hell. And he said, okay, I'll put you there first, then I'll come and visit you. Hey, when I tell you, folks, I've been to hell.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, really? 30 days alone, just me and God. And God kept reminding me. No, you don't. You won't do it. Well, you're rich. You're smart, Alex. You're wise guys.
Jesus. Glory.
Well, Brian, after long... Come on, read it.
After long absence, Paul stood forth...
Paul stood forth in the midst of them.
And said...
14 days he went without. After that shit.
Amen.
Sir. Strong tossing on every side.
Yes.
Read.
Sirs, you should have hearkened to
me. Sirs!
Yes.
You should have hearkened unto me.
Amen.
And not have loosed from Crete.
And not have loosed from Crete.
And to have gained this harm and loss.
All this harm
Thank
and
you.
Loss.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now I exhort you.
Let's go back to where that started.
Yes, Hallelujah. Sir.
And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest.
No. Let's go back to Crete.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sirs, Paul said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this
voyage... I perceive!
Hallelujah.
That this voyage...
That this voyage you are planning...
Will be with hurt...
Will be with hurt!
And much damage.
And much damage!
Yes.
Not only of the landing... Of the
Not only of the landing...
And ship...
And ship...
But also of our lives.
Of our own lives.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Why won't somebody in this house... Why won't you damn generation of rebellion... Why won't you soften up and receive that word? Why? Tell me why you sit there so hardened. Tell me. All because Paul opened his mouth and I appeal to Caesar. That's all. Why are you appeal to Caesar? I'm not going to admit Pharisees. Huh? I'm not going to let them Jews judge me. No way. No way. I'm not going to let you folks judge me. Judge me any way you want to. I'm faithful.
Hallelujah.
I fight all week long to keep the faith.
All right.
In what I believe, what I preach, this is the last generation. And you don't have much time. And most of you, people being cut off every... I was thinking this morning about Christopher. How he sat over there and preached the death of a testator. So Christopher testified here.
Amen.
No, he's dead. Oh, he isn't?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Christy, still out there? Open your big mouth and give me a call. Come on, you wise guy. Where you at, Stan? Open your big mouth. Give me a call. Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots. What do you think that means? And the way some of you folk look at me, that won't happen to me. You folk have been people that God used to testify that this is the last generation. That's why we changed our whole manner of life. That's why you came here. Hmm? How's your this morning? Hey! On Saturday morning between 10 and 12, we are on a lot of stations. I purposely made that a cry. They're not listening. And I can tell you what they're doing. I say, what's going on down there? What's that guy talking like that for?
Thank you, Father.
Look, come. How do we know? Even.
Amen.
You heard my voice. You agree with it. Chickens nowhere. When that cock crows, boy. or with violence through the black man. Why? Better save yourself from it. Want to hear it again? Got word in my heart, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
So it's in the book.
It's in the book. Glory. Pretty much.
Contempt? That and Paul. Peter, faithful and true. How long? How long? Oh, I got it. Brother Timothy has preached that 10 years ago. I used to be a master again, folks, to shout.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I got done singing that song, Brother Wilder said to me, my God, man, you sure can sing. Oh, there's coming
a day when no heartache shall come.
No more.
No more. Another one come in there. Majesty. Worship his majesty.
Where you stand? Where you, smart aleck, wise guy? Huh? He will turn against Stan. No, you won't turn. You're too proud. You're too arrogant. You got to blast the truth. There you are. Yeah, you're going to blast. I mean, blast. You're going to... The only voice that's speaking truth today on this earth is not right there. That one right there. Go ahead, blast it. Blast it. Blast it. Blast it. Go ahead, fool. Presumptuous are they? Self-willed. And you better be careful. Because if I don't let you fall through on your plans, you're not going to speak well of me. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. I hear, Sister Day, it is, well, that's the only thing I want to know about you.
Amen.
Is it well with you?
Amen.
Thank you. So you don't know what I said, do you? Do you? You know, is that Rob? Brother Patterson? The prophet Elijah said, go ask the woman, is it well with you?
Yes.
Hmm?
It's well.
She said, oh, it's well.
It's well.
And go back and look at the situation.
Yes.
Go back and look while she went looking for the prophet.
Yes.
Somebody pray for God's sake in Jesus' name. Do it.
Glory. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Before you got to the prophet, he saw her coming.
Yes.
See, you folks don't know the book. Sit there all you want to.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory.
You got your phone working? Where's that? Huh? I thought you were going to bring it so you could check out the Bible with us. Oh. Kept my word.
Okay.
Who wants to read that for me, please?
Run now, I pray thee.
Run now, the prophet says to one of his servants. I pray thee.
To meet her.
I want you to meet that woman. She's coming, look who's coming.
Yes, Lord.
Is it well with thee?
Woman?
Glory.
Why are you coming out here seeing me like this?
Glory.
Is it well with you?
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Is it well with thy husband?
Your husband get along quite well?
Glory.
Is it well with the child?
Hallelujah.
With the child.
And she answered.
And she answered.
Glory.
It is well.
It is well. How can you talk to him? I got to the prophet.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I got to the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Read on.
Glory.
Well, come on now. Who started to read it?
Yes.
And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet.
Oh, God.
But Gehazi came near to thrust her away.
Glory.
And the man of God said, let her alone.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Why?
Glory.
For her soul is vexed.
For her soul.
Yes.
And the Lord has hid it from me.
I don't know exactly what the problem is, but I know.
Yes.
This is God's doing.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Then she said.
Then she said.
Did I desire a son of my Lord?
Hallelujah.
Did I not say, do not deceive me?
Glory.
Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand.
And to her house.
And go thy way.
And go her way.
If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again.
For I'm going.
And lay my staff upon the face of the child.
And lay my staff upon the face of her child.
Oh, God.
Glory.
Oh, that staff.
Yes.
Not the rod. The staff. The staff of life. The bread of life. Laid out upon that dead child. And by God, somebody would jump up and down and run around this place. My God. My God. See, I'm dealt with every day with people who have presumed things.
Hallelujah.
Every day. And they tell me about it. And they want me to do something about this circumstance. How about my friends in the Bronx? He's up there. Yes, sir. How about, what's your name? You can name for me.
Hallelujah.
Forgot.
Glory.
Rufus. Nobody knows Rufus.
Yeah.
You know why I don't want to know it? Because they're in a situation because I told them not to do certain things.
Yes.
They should have hearkened to me.
Amen.
So what can I say now? For over 10 years, I let you two sisters know that you belonged over here. This was your mom and dad, and you started calling me. Yes, sir. And she still goes. She's over here now. She still called me. Called me last night. Give me a little call.
God bless you, Brother Stair. This is Sister Candy.
Go ahead.
Let's change it up. I don't know.
Just give me a call.
God bless you, here. Brother Stair. This is Sister Candy's calling. Just calling to be in obedience. And
come on.
Just to say that. I got my own problem. Nervous, Brother
Stair. I'm right here.
Well.
Central never busy. He's always on the line.
Thank you, Lord.
I can talk to Jesus almost any time.
Yes.
To the royal service. Pray to one and all. Glory be to God. I listen to every call. One or two is edifying. The rest are blasphemous. For instance, I got a call this morning from a guy. Well, I'm getting out of the city. I went out and got me a little farm out in the boondocks. Okay. See, again, I'm going to tell you something. I believe that this is the ark.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
I believe that God, with all these years, has prepared this place for a remnant to be kept alive when Jesus comes. Not a response. I do not believe all the Christians in the world can come here. But this is where God has fixed it so we are, which are alive and remain. So I'm trying to strengthen those things that remain. I think we come to the last day, the eighth day, right? That's today. The Feast of Trumpets ended last night, or Tabernacles. I didn't know that. How the hell can you folk live on these grounds and don't know how much we emphasize the feast days and what they were given to us for? How can you do that? You are so damn rebellious. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I've even said over the last couple months, I know that everybody in America cannot come here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Primarily because they don't want to. Because anyone God wants to, they can make it. He'll make a way. I know the Lord will make a way
for me.
Bought that land out there and wanted to come back, where would you go? You went out and got that one and that one and that one. You amaze me. You know, what did he do wrong? Well, I'm looking over there and he looks at her. She threw her eyes on me, boy.
Amen.
No, purse. Oh, yeah. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Well, you know Jesus.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus.
Look full in his wonder.
Wonderful.
You know what Jesus is? He's a faithful one.
Amen.
And he said, I'm going to go away.
Hallelujah.
To finish my job.
Yes.
He said, but you're going to stay and you're going to do a greater work.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. A greater work than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. I was somebody. So you're part of the greater work. And I must work the work of him that sent me. All right, Gino. Gino!
Yes, sir. After long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened to...
Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs,
you should have hearkened
unto me
and not have loosed from Crete
and never left that place where God brought you.
All right. Harm and loss.
Safe haven. That's what it was.
Yes.
A safe haven. Back, so the storm wouldn't bother him. So the raging waves would not disturb. A safe haven. I've anchored my soul. My God, they don't even know that song. Look how they stuck with that one. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the white seas no more.
Thank you. Glory, glory. Glory to your name, Lord.
Why'd you pull it a minute? Brother Stair, we don't even think like that. Crete, safe haven. Why? Because they knew the storm season was coming.
Yeah.
It would last for about 6 months. I didn't know that. I just told you, damn it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It has just like the hurricane season here.
Yes, yes.
Just like tornado seasons. What's wrong with you?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What's that season called? isn't in there for it. Somebody please yell it out. These were maritime. They knew what's coming. Amen. Just like they know the hurricanes are coming.
Amen.
Boy, you folk won't budge, will you? You're so damn hard-headed that you won't even let the Spirit of God move you. See, they knew what storm was coming.
Yes.
That's why they pulled in the haven.
Yes.
But when they got there, there was no bars, no street walkers, no McDonald's, no Wendy's, no... Boy, they shut down the Golden Corral, Larry. You're going to be in trouble. I saw the other day they shut down 70 of them. Things are shutting down. God's shutting down the world so he can open the way to heaven. Fair haven, boy. Go back to the beginning of that chapter, please.
And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy...
And when it was determined, because Paul had appealed to Rome, and Rome was in Italy.
Right. All right.
So they found a ship.
They delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus's band, and entering into a ship of Adriatium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. One Aristarchus, a Macedonian.
Boy, that's really in detail, isn't it?
Yes.
That Holy Ghost moving upon that guy right now.
Amen.
Each name means something.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you folk aren't going to hear, are you?
Hallelujah. Glory.
And he's looking on them with anger. Go to read.
Macedonia of Thessalonica being with us, and the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself.
Isn't that something? That centurion said, go ahead, Paul, go see your friends. He didn't say you couldn't come back, are you, Paul? No, he knew Paul would come back.
Yes.
See, a lot of folks didn't know he was going to come back, did they? Did they? They didn't know he was going to come. And they were all ready to leave when I come back, huh? Well, there's a lot of folks ready to leave when Jesus come back. That's a lot of folks making plans. Read.
Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed...
Where?
A ship...
Sailing where?
Unto Italy.
Rome.
What's at Italy?
Rome.
God, you gotta yell at these folks, scream at them. Such intelligent people, huh? Read.
And when we had sailed slowly many days.
Slowly. Currents weren't helping us. Winds were not doing too well.
Right.
We're not gonna get there.
Mm.
Read.
And scarce were come over against Cnidus. The wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone, and hardly passing it, came into a place which is called the Fair Haven.
I wonder why the Holy Ghost would move upon a man like Paul to write a narrative like that.
Right. Holy Ghost.
Describing the wind, the current, the port, the ship. Pick it up.
And hardly passed, and they came into a place.
Are you going to help me out, teacher?
Oh, excuse me.
Are you going to keep your eyes right on it?
Yes, sir.
So
all right.
Make sure you got it when
yes,
I'm ready.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You can hear without looking at me.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people look at me and don't hear. Read.
Now when much time was spent.
Oh, we gotta get to Rome. Read.
And when sailing was now dangerous.
Oh man, we gotta get to Rome.
Because the fast was now already past.
Too late now. That's not. We're in danger.
Amen.
Are you going to hold fast?
Hello.
Fast passed you by. Huh? Hold fast to the profession of your faith.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Now, I started to mention about a brother who'd been supporting him on it. I finally got out of the city. At least in Wichita, I think it was. So I moved out to a farm. Now, I know very well. But people like that who's heard me should not have done that. My call is going to come here.
Yes.
Now, I also know that everybody in America is not going to come here.
Amen.
But they're going to get killed.
Right.
They're going to get destroyed.
Amen.
And it could be by the heading. I just thought, I was just playing games with that. Spoke about beheading last night, huh? And if you stay with it long enough, you saw me go back and read the scripture. How long, O Lord? How long? He said, just a little while longer till your fellow servants will be killed as you were.
Amen.
How were they killed? Beheaded. That's how they're going to kill me. That's how you're going to kill me. I'm doing my best to prepare for it.
Because
I sure don't want to go whining. No, sir. All they're going to do is take my head off and put a new head on it. Henceforth, Paul said, there is laid up for me a crown of life which the Lord, the righteous judge, in the last judgment shall give to me only, but not to me only, but to all of them that love, that love, that love, and they love not their life unto their death. Glory, why? Because they love that one that's coming. Well, well, well. Sister Johnson, God bless you, hon.
Amen.
Sister Matthews, they're there.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Are you here?
Yes.
I'm here.
I'm here. Hear the prophet.
To do what?
Hear the prophet.
Then why don't you hear? Having ears and hear not? Well, I don't like what I hear. The last time. When I started preaching this gospel 4 years ago, I was not talking like this. No, I wasn't. I told you the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I tried to tell you that too. There was nothing on these grounds. Now we got enough place for it, at least 200 people. Of course, I can't give them all the 3-bedroom houses. See, and I could tell you stories about that, but you don't believe me. Because I had many people say, I had a man from Mississippi some years ago say, I'm coming over there to live with you. Well, at that time, I was looking for folks to live with me. Even now, I'm looking for folks to come here and live. Why? Because it's the last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I know I told you, folk. I said, Revelation comes at the end of the matter.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think that through. I just poof out of my mouth. Yeah. Now, here I am. So you're all sitting around waiting for the man of sin to be revealed, and it will come at the end of the matter.
Amen.
He'll be revealed in this time, and it'll come at the end of the matter. So how much time is he going to have when it's finally revealed?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And how's he going to do it? Is he going to cause it all, both great, small, black and white, rich and poor, Democrat, to bow down? You can't see Mr. Trump doing that. You can't see how he defies authority, and how I sit here and talk to you. He should exercise power, but not of his own. He don't have any power. His money's gone. But he got the position of the President of the United States, given by the Constitution of the United States, and he defies it, rises above it, destroys it. He's a liar. He's lying about this cure. Who about that? You don't like me? I love him. He's my enemy. I love my enemy. More power to you, Trump. Blow that little Trump a little bit more. Blow it so loud they'll hear it in heaven and hell. Blow it on, Mr. Trump. Blow it on. I'm blowing the trumpet for him. Blow your trumpet in Zion. The only thing we've ever asked any of you to do is come here to do all things decent and in order.
Amen.
So don't change the order.
Right.
See, when I try to give it an understanding of that, you is there anybody here could just go get a bunch of string beans and potatoes and cook them in the pot and put them on a table with no seasoning? I mean, put them out there. Huh? Oh, yeah, you could, but you don't, do you?
Bless you, Jesus.
How do you know? I got good taste. See? Look at the negative thing. Look at that. Hmm?
Bless you.
Oh, what a day. If I make it through this weekend.
Thank you, Father.
After long abstinence. Do you people know that we fulfilled that this week? Do you know that?
Yes.
I didn't show my face to none of you except her. She takes care of me and that I had to deal with her. Yeah.
God bless you.
And I said, how do you, what do you do? I don't know what to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Would you like to help me out? My dear sister, would you like to help me out? Throw that question back. Go through with me last night. He said something about giving you the cold shoulder. You got it?
Okay.
I don't give her the cold shoulder. In fact, I give her my shoulder every time I can for her to cry on. To think that I don't care about what she's doing. She cares for me. Sometimes she gets really overbearing, boy. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But I let her do it because she wants to make the book nice. Yeah.
God bless you, Lord.
And I say, that ain't going to work. Ain't no way you're going to make me look nice.
Lord.
Ain't no. Because she looks different than some of you. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
She likes beards. Some of you probably don't like beards. Boy, you folk are so proud. We all have the same likes, don't we?
No.
Don't we, huh? Huh? I'm coming over there, said a fella. I said, come on. I said, I might put you on the goat barn. Yes, sir. We got a good goat barn out with three rooms in it. How many rooms them goats got? And then go, that doctor tried to go see you. What you have? And the goat said, we better do what he says or else. And if we do what he says, we'll get some grain, and we can give some milk, and we'll get some hay to lay on. Woo! Hello there! Bah! He said, when I get old, I gotta have my coffee. There's not a person that's come here that has not seen coffee already provided. Brother Jacob gets up every morning, makes a coffee. Yeah, he does. We have eaten it up for him because we used to buy it and grind it and then roast it ourselves. But we somehow cut that down a little bit. We may have to go back to it, though, because we may have to get a supply of coffee when they shut down our Sam's. What are we going to do? Well, make soybean coffee. Or make wheat coffee. All we got to do is put some flavor in say coffee. That's all we got to do. See how God's mocking us. You can't see that. I was trying my best not to talk too much about this community, but I wish you guys would get together on these trucks, all you mechanic boys, take one car at a time, repair it, and fix it up so we put it on that line and depend upon it when we need it. That's all you got to do. But don't try to fix four or five one time. You start on that one. No, feed it through. Find out what you need. And you may find out that all we need is you.
Hallelujah.
What good is a garage full of parts and stuff if we ain't got the mechanics? Know what to do with them. Huh? What good is it having a kitchen full of pots and a pantry full of all kind of food? And we can't do it your way. I did it my way, but your way ain't right. God, brother, read some more.
Now, when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with much hurt.
I perceive what you're choosing is going to cause you a lot of harm.
Yes.
You hear me, Brother Timothy? You hear me?
Yes.
You folk hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I know about family, children.
Amen.
Daughters, they're hard not to help. Daddy, little girl.
Yeah.
And that's you do all to help them, they still don't help them. Help myself, Daddy. I know what I'm doing. Keep trying to tell my children. We're not being a mess if all of our children will come to live with us. If Caleb was going to come back home, who would he bring with him? And then what would that bring with him? And he could do it. Because their children are allowed over here. If he come back home here. Where's Chuck? Huh? Chuck out there still. Chuck and he. I questioned Chuck all the time when he came over, didn't I? I knew he was up to no good. He's sure not doing much good right now, is he? He had a heart attack. Well, I've had a heart attack, too. But I'm glad I had it here.
Yes.
I got a lot of folk here with a heart attack. Y'all got hearts under attack.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Wounded soldiers, huh?
Yes.
Now, before the month's out, we're going to have somebody from New Zealand here. When's this kid to come here? Huh? Will you please talk English? 28. That ain't too far off, is it? Where are you going to put her? Ooh, I know where I could put her. I could put her there with Robin. They got two bedrooms in there. Yeah, they do. I know the house, I laid them out. And then you get along just fine, wouldn't you? But only one bathroom. Oh, look, she said, oh my God. See, you people won't give me a space at all, will you? You don't realize that when that thing happened, then I got to find some way to... Yeah, they can live with me, but can I live with them? Huh? You're doing it again. Your minds are going every which way. That's why I wrote back to him, because he said to me, he ain't presuming. We're going to need a house with three bedrooms. And he's probably just picked out the house already. You don't know about these houses? Boy, you must know the three-bedroom house around here. Presumptuous, are we? He wouldn't pick out that little brown one. Of course, that got two bedrooms in it. Yeah, it does. It's got a compost toilet in it. Mm-hmm. How do you know? How do I know? I've been in it many times. Oh, there she is, living it. We made a move for her so she can move with her brothers. And almost got her own bath, her own toilet. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder who in the world thinks these things through. I might need that big old house over there. Oh, okay, until I get ready to do it. That's where we are. And, whatever. But brother got there's three bedrooms in that house.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, where you're in the front one, right?
Yeah.
Then there's a living room.
Yeah.
There's a middle room.
Yeah.
There's a back bedroom. Mm-hmm. And the back bedroom has its own entrance. There's three entrances going in there. Three of them. Oh, what about that? Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
He said, now I'm getting somebody to prepare you for the place. And we're going to lay down our burden
down by the river side
of death.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's the last river we're going to cross.
Amen.
When we live or die, we're going to die.
Amen.
Sister Bird, help me out.
Save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord.
If I had a way to admonish you, I'd say you better be careful what you're saying. Because
yes.
He's the only one who knows how to save you.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I still remember your big mouth out there.
Yes.
Your husband standing right there with you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. God put you in it. God will bring you out. Keep the faith. This is the end.
This is it.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, boy, we're just not sober enough, are we?
Yes, Lord.
Be sober. Be vigilant. For your adversary. When you show out, who's doing that? Your adversary. The one supposing you.
Hallelujah.
Only if I urge you do I have you. Oh, brother, did I say? only by the Son. Your adversary. We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Hallelujah.
I have no trouble in your flesh. That's why I say you tingle.
Hallelujah.
If you don't tingle, then I'm troubled. When I touch you, I want you to tingle.
Amen.
And if I touch you, then you can touch me back. Yeah. Then I say, who touched me?
Hallelujah.
Who touched me?
Hallelujah.
And now the warrior will come out that one, and she came trembling. She came trembling. She came trembling because she heard Jesus say, who touched me? What in the world? How did he say that to cause her to tremble? I'll try my best to talk to you. He's walking around. People are touching left and right. Boy, you are damn stubborn, folk. I look at your eye. Let's see, is he going to get it right? There was a crowd around him. They were bumping, shoving, touching.
Amen.
If you read the story, you see what I'm telling you the truth. He said, who touched me?
Amen.
Read.
Jesus said, who touched me? When he denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged me.
My God, what are you doing asking who touched you?
Right.
The multitude thronging you. They're shoving you. They're pushing up against you.
Yes.
Come on! Damn it, now they won't budge. They just won't concede, will they?
Glory!
What do you do with them?
Hallelujah.
Plain, clear, simple.
Hallelujah.
Start out again.
And Jesus said, who touched me?
And Jesus said, who touched me?
When all denied.
When everybody denied, is that what you're doing this morning?
My Lord.
Denying that you touched them?
My Lord.
But he's not denying you, because he's touched.
Hallelujah.
He is touched. He's touched. Who touched me? He is touched. Why are you doing that? Why is this deliberately sitting right in his heart right up, but I don't see it? How do you see it? How do you see that story? How do you perceive what he's saying? What you intelligent folk? Huh? Who touched me, he said. And Peter said, read.
When all denied.
When everybody, I didn't touch him.
Glory. Glory.
Read the verse before that.
Glory.
Came behind him and touched the border of his garment.
Glory.
And immediately her issue of blood vanished.
Glory.
Come on, come on.
And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
Everybody pushing against you, touching you, and you say, who touched me?
Glory.
And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is going out of me.
Amen.
Glory.
And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
Amen.
And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort.
Hallelujah.
Thy faith hath made thee.
I spoke to Mark yesterday. He came down for me to sign a check. We talked a while.
Glory.
I said, I'm going to take that credit card away. I got to stop this buying. And then I thought about Rob up there. Brother Rob's a good brother, and I love him. I hope he knows that. But somehow he went and got a heater and put it in Sister, what's her name? Didn't ask me about it. Just went and done it. Then last night I heard her hollering. Again hollering. I had to put a new heater, put the all remote. We already had the heater fixed up in that house. I was there when we done it. We had it fixed on timers. So if it got too hot, we shut the heater on, turn the air conditioner on. Dennis, you and I stood there and worked that out. We did it. If it got too cold, she could turn the air conditioner on, turn the heater on. All with the timers. And see, if I talk about it, she thinks she's a blessing to us. Yes, sir. Yeah, when they found out we had somebody like that here, they eased up on us. So she said, and there her little old mine up there. Where's her son? Come on, take care of your mom, boy. We'll send her to you. You take care of her. We'll carry her up in an air-conditioned car.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Where are your children? Are they taking care of you? Are you taking... Huh? What is this? Now, I meant to talk to Rob about that because all I know is that the next thing I know, he's putting in the heater. Where'd he get it from? So is that why you get it? You don't think it's important for me to know what you're doing? Because if things don't go right, it's going to come back on me. Yeah. You think I'll sit down and say, he won't let me get stay warm? Then you damn look and go to hell with it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Who did go to hell for last night? She kept hollering for him. He wasn't answering. Finally, she said, some brother bleed, number four. Pull the covers up. Or whatever. Or kick them off. Special chair to sit in. Special bed to lay in. Everything that is comfortable, if we can do it. We'll go get you to a local hospital. Let them come out and take care of you. You tell them what you're going to do. Tell them. Tell them. We called them out for Sister Eunice. They took charge. And made it pay. So we take charge of these lives and they make us pay, don't they? Don't they? You owe it to me. And we think it's right. Yes, sir. We just think it's right. Brother Stair, prophesy smooth things to us. Smooth it over. I'm telling you why I wrote you that email. Because I could sense you were presuming that you were going to move over here. And you wanted 3 bedrooms. And you mentioned something about her. And I wrote, no, she's not going to come here. He's not going to come here.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right with you? You're not coming here, Liz. The Lord's got a better place for you.
Praise God.
Bye. I will meet you in the morning.
Amen.
And we're not going to be running to Walmart or to the doctors.
Glory.
That's right.
Because she's going to do that till she dies.
Yes.
Sew machines. See, nobody in this place wants to humble right down and say, God knew what he was doing when he gave this man. Why did he pick him? Why did he pick you? Why do you pick him? Because he's the one. You're the one. He picked you because you're the one. Somebody in this place. Why did I pick you? You didn't pick me. I picked you. Yeah, I did.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And you. What the hell am I doing walking over picking you out? Where are you? I'm coming back there, and I got another one doing it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't any of you come to me and tell me you're easy to get along with. I don't believe it.
Amen.
Is that clear?
Yes.
I've had to make a lot of concessions to live with you. And all I'm asking you to do is make sane.
Yes.
Not my will. See how quiet it gets? See how quiet it gets?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm easy to get along with, ain't I? No. Ain't that right?
Glory, glory. God bless you, Jesus.
I will say a word for you, though. I'm glad you're here. I know you're a troublemaker, but keep troubling their hearts. Huh? I don't know. People develop antagonistic spirits towards each other. Especially the ones that can get something done.
Yes.
I like you. Have you ever checked her out? She's in on everything. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
And she don't even ask you to do it. She'll just go do it and say, help her.
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
I'm an observer. Now, I haven't treated her kindly, but so glad you're here.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you were warned not to come under a man. Yeah, but what a man. Not just any man, but the man of God. Go find that man of God. Oh, well, no, anybody but you, prophet. Anybody but you. I don't mind serving you, God, but any God but you.
Oh, God.
I like the way you get so quiet.
Hallelujah.
Because that's the way you're thinking is.
Yes, Lord.
We serve each other because we're serving God. And the servant's not above his master. Jesus came down to serve his Father. To serve you.
Thank you, Lord.
And he became obedient by the things he suffered. Even the death of his iniquity. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, I planned on coming in, sit down, and try to give you a discourse, but I look at your faces and I preached all morning again, and I can't sense a sense of humility. Haven't I said the burden? Strong physically, put forth all that effort. Probably have no pains in your body and no. Hey, put a little child in the midst of that. And said, except you become converted and become like that little child.
Just
that little old child over there. When I was a child, I stayed as a child.
Yes.
But then when I grow up,
amen,
I put away the childish things and I put some meaning in it. It's not just a... She started out as a little child.
Yes,
she did. Now she's grown up.
Yes.
And she's, boy, that thing's worth something. The virgin, will you come out here?
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister Burgess, you came around here for years.
Yes, Lord.
And I never gave you a hug.
Yes, Lord.
Never gave you a hug.
Hallelujah.
But not...
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory.
Hey, Sister Burgess,
yes,
you're going to make me tingle one way or the other.
That's your name. Hallelujah.
Joker. Mocker.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Glory. you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
She came. Then along a little later on, she brought Timothy.
Yes, Lord.
Based on there is a prophet.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Both her and her husband worked at a sheetrock factory. Mm-hmm. Probably closed, isn't it?
Yes, closed down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Anybody know what that is all about? Hmm?
Hallelujah.
I don't understand. Hey, Burgess, are you listening? Pick up the phone, call me, Burgess. Come on, call me. Oh, okay. The number to call, I'll listen to it. 843-538-1334. Why listen to my adversary, sir? Why don't you listen to the prophet? The one who gave you purpose. Let you preach in this pulpit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what's that about, sister? Well, one day we missed some sheetrock. So she sent Burgess over. God damn this house. Just look at their eyes, glass over. You pulled them from the motel to give us to sheetrock. I walked up to them and said, "You're a preacher, aren't you?"
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It doesn't move you, does it? None of the stuff moves you, does it?
Yes, you did.
I said, come on back and preach for us.
Amen. Yes, you did.
Then later on, I had to move over here.
Amen.
Put him in charge of the motel.
Glory to God. Oh, bless you, Father.
I have no understanding. I don't know how long that was, but then he finally went to leave. This leaving bit. This leaving. You haven't learned that from Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That is not the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
If you leave, you're not moving or leaving in the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ said, I will never.
Hallelujah.
I will never.
Glory.
And that's what some of you folks get so mad because he won't leave me.
Amen.
He won't leave me.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Father.
You may leave, but he won't leave. He just won't leave me. Nor forsake me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody know that Jesus?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Why you don't leave? Christmas don't leave.
Bless you, Jesus.
Chris, don't leave. Stop it! When you let the spirit of leaving you, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. He's against. They leave because they're against. They're against. They're against. They're opposed too.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, they won't budge, will they? This damn house. Yeah, I wonder how long you really going to stay before you leave. I want to treat you like a piece of crap when you get around. Okay. But she won't leave.
No.
She won't leave.
No.
Glory! Glory, God.
You want to do that again, huh?
Glory, God.
All right, Gino.
And said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with much hurt and much damage. Not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives.
Did
nevertheless.
Did that make you think it's going to be an easy ride?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when most of it was made on your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah!
I didn't draw you down here, sir. Had nothing to do with your salvation or your faith. then you started questioning. Not me, God.
Hallelujah.
And don't ever do that again. That's called denying God.
Oh, Jesus.
Denying the faith.
Oh, God.
For it was faith that God put in your heart.
Yes.
It was even able to bring old mama along.
Thank you, God. Amen.
I'm so glad you're here too, but.
Thank you, God.
How about maybe a good old pot of potatoes and string beans?
Thank you, God.
Hmm? I've been trying to tell you all this about this sausage business. Hamburger. This is pretty good. You put two of them in, but we got three meats here. Mix up the hamburger with all three meats. Mix it together. Because you're not going to taste chicken.
No.
You're not going to taste beef.
No.
You're going to taste the seasoning.
Amen.
I did tell you, if you're going to make the hamburger, put the seasoning in it.
Right.
We still got some seasoning?
Yes.
And don't let Cheryl tell you how much to do it.
Oh, God! Thank you!
And I'll tell you again, don't over-season it. Let the people, when they eat it, if they want to season it more, let them season it. Boy, they're not going to go along with me, are they, Lord? What a generation. Forward, boy. Forward generation. Not forward. Forward. Contrary to.
Thank you.
Y'all doing fine. And if I tell you what that is, you get angry at that too.
Thank you.
It's void of understanding. Nothing seems to satisfy him. Well, nothing's going to satisfy God except faith. Not all your works, all your good deeds, all your accomplishments. And I quote it to you again. Not by any works of righteousness. Every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. See, I argue with that? Not by any works of righteousness.
Glory.
Now, the scriptures talk about a man who does righteous. Come on, are you good Bible boys? I think it was over Tim Key threw that one at me. Standing right there. Boy, you people, you are really something.
Thank you.
And walk softly before his God.
Yes, Lord.
There'll be a little, 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 little,
little,
little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, little, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
Kind of tough, ain't it? Oh, God will humble us, but that's not what he wants. Humble yourself.
Yes, Lord.
In the eyes of the Lord, then he will exalt you.
Yes, Lord.
In due season. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you,
Jesus. Every day I get called. We're going to come there and live with you. We're going to come there and be with you. And that's exactly what I got to get this place full. I tried to tell you.
Hallelujah.
We got enough room here right now for 200 or maybe 300 people. Yeah, we do. Right over in that house over there, where Dennis lives, there's two empty bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
In the one where you live, there's, you're in both rooms, right? But we can make a couch in the living room if we have to. Where Libby lives, we can take our liberty and put up the other two bedrooms. But let me know what you're going to put in there.
Okay.
Well, you can live with anybody, can't you? I will live with me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to take your place. Even though she wants to take some liberty. You know, people, we are really something. The scriptures are identify our iniquity so much, and yet we always kick at it. Everybody knows you're easily without you. Yeah. Huh? Ain't you?
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
How much time do I have, Lord? I gave you a measure of time. You didn't come this year just like I said. I prophesied almost the whole year. He wasn't coming this year. That's just as devastating as to say he is.
Hallelujah.
I was very positive in it. I started to make judgments on another year. Just like I did with Mark. Mark, you here? Poor Mark, bless his heart. They might be working on the computers. I hope they get them straightened out. Because that's the only thing we need a computer for. She's that radio signal going.
Amen.
That's all. Ah, boy. We got something coming. Scourging. Too much resistance. You do always resist.
Hallelujah.
Put you in jail, you won't. Put you in a nursing home, you won't.
Okay.
Turn you over to the new world order. No resistance. They're going to stamp down all resistance. So the only way you can deal with that is to submit. Let them stand down all they want to. We'll just submit to him and he will lift us up.
Yeah.
You see, your problem is you're not willing. That's your problem. Because if they're willing and then obedient,
yes,
lead to go to the land.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I tried to say right in the beginning when they asked me about the apples again. Well, if I was convinced that Christ was going to come this year, we wouldn't have got worried about the apples. We got plenty of food here already. I thought we'd give them away. Thank you. Oh, boy. We just love our iniquity. That's all to it. We just love it. And then you're going to justify yourself by saying, what about you? How can a man like Stan? Hey, Stan, give me a call. Well, I'd like to ask you, you blasphemous, blasting truth. When you stood right here and said, who's the God? What, you changed God? You don't mean we have the same God? Huh? And one thing he said, he will turn again and subdue. That means we resist it, so we just overrule. You're not going to do it your way. He's going to do it his way. I know the Lord. So if I live, a holy life, down the long. Most of us, on the basis of that, we can make it. On the basis of what we consider a holy life. And without holiness, who? Yours or his?
His. Hallelujah.
By your own holiness?
No.
What a bunch of holes. you say, oh yeah, he's too high for us, but you refuse to come up with it, don't you? Down in the gutter I'll never go.
That's where the devil keeps me low.
See what I'm going to do.
So I sin with all my might.
Yeah, I leave my heart right.
Down in the dust I'll never go.
So why are you cast down?
Oh,
all my soul. You're hoping God? My only hope is in the rock of ages, steadfast and sure. Nobody know that song? Y'all quit. So what are you going to do, quit on this? You quit striving? Quit fighting? You like to fight, then fight the fight of faith. If you want to wrestle, don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but really principality and spirit. Well, I gave an invitation to call to the time, did I? Yes. Did I?
Yes.
Come on, call. We're about ready to be done here. I'll go back to my seclusion until God tells me to come out. But you folk better start doing something about the way you pay attention to me.
Amen.
For whosoever will not hear that prophet in all things shall be cut off from among God's people.
Amen.
Don't realize that, does it? Does it? Don't realize that, does it?
Hallelujah.
We are a chosen
generation.
Trying to prepare myself for it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine laying you've been thinking about it?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Brother Ben.
Yeah.
This is Brother Ben. I'm responding to the call.
Okay, thank you. Maybe I'll have him call you, Brother Ben, good worker. And, I want to show him I love him. I care for him more than you do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
No, you don't. But what I care for is not him or you. I care for him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Okay.
I don't believe that. What am I supposed to do? He must watch. See, I had been here 4 or 5 times. He raised hell everywhere he went. Well, give him another chance. How many more chances do you think you're going to get?
Oh, Jesus.
I should have asked him, how much money you got from your mother's estate? His mother died. Because that's where he kept giving us trouble.
Amen.
He kept giving her trouble. During all this time, 2 days, she was dead.
Yep.
Been several weeks now. Now he called.
Hallelujah.
What's he doing with his mother's estate?
Amen.
That's why they didn't want to give her part of her mother's estate. They actually had fixed it out in the will. Don't give Rose any, because she's going to give it to her.
Amen.
And she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to give it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But they're also spiritual. Boy, oh, here. I can't make you folk understand. I interfered the other night when she was talking to him. And I kept saying, let me talk to him. I said, I'm going to tell you something. That woman that you're dealing with, which is their second, third?
My second sister.
Second sister. I said, she is a wicked woman. And then shall that wicked one be revealed. Oh, I guess the devil don't have no daughters. See, God says your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So what about his sons and daughters?
Amen.
Don't you know the devil's trying to do it any way God does it? So he got sons and daughters to prophesy. They speak lies and hypocrisy.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father. I told you 100 times, you're never going to change when I'm talking to you. May the Lord pretty eventually give you another week, or even another day. Maybe, how about another hour?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
And you know what? Look right in your face and I say, they don't understand what I'm saying. They just don't. And I can quote all day long. And I'll say, well, how do I help them, Lord? How do I tell them to understand? Well, first of all, it's the spirit of understanding. You get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Along comes the spirit of understanding.
Hallelujah.
You get filled with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
See, I can't tell you that because I lay in my bed. I shut my mouth. I don't talk much. No, I don't. I don't talk much at the house. Every once in a while, like this morning, I get a little stirred and I'll talk a little bit, but otherwise I'll...
Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Stand still. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Amen. I said to Rose, I said, watch when you go out there. Watch when I walk in. And they come in.
Amen.
See that?
Yeah.
That's the way this part, every one of your faces are. That's... I'm looking right at you. You want to see what he says or see how he responds?
Hallelujah.
When I look
upon his face,
the one
who saved me.
Well, no, you're not the one who saved me. I'm the one to make sure you're saved.
Yes.
He must watch for your soul.
Amen.
What does cooking have to do with it? What does cutting the wood have to do with it? What does putting up the sump have to do with it? What? Do what you're told. See, I can tell you again that these brothers do not buy my story about we got to stop spending money for this. We have spent, I didn't want to figure it out. We don't have that kind of money coming in anymore. When these people left, they all took their money with them.
Hallelujah.
They even took their God with them. Because the God that keeps you here is the God of you give everything, and he'll give you everything.
Hallelujah.
I why you folk can't grasp this. All right, Lord, I know you got a place for me. I want right next to Peter. Oh, no, I'd rather sit next to John. How about being right there with you? Well, it's a, that's where I am, John Peter. Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Father.
If you love them that love you, love after the flesh. Come on. Come on, people.
Glory.
Pray, Dad. Last time. Come here. I can say, I guess you ain't for gas. You'll come in? Yep. There. No more. Till the next time. I said, boy, you lie. No, I don't lie. I just don't lie. You folks don't lie, do you? I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have him than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. Covenant had been fulfilled when he sent the Holy Ghost. That's the new covenant. That's why you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have not the Spirit of Christ. And if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. Praise the Lord. Where am I hearing that from? Y'all can't hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Long suffering.
Thank you,
to us, word.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he's not willing that any of us should perish, but that all should come
to
repent. What is repentance? And what's the fruit of repentance? Y'all memorize it? Carefulness. How careful are you when you respond? How careful are you when you react? Careful. Clearing of yourself. Just suffer yourself to be spotted.
Amen.
That'll clear you. Indignation.
Amen.
Get upset with yourself.
Yes, Lord.
So get behind me, Satan.
Yes, Lord.
Indignation.
Yes, Lord.
Fear. Oh, God, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom. You're going to have wisdom with no fear?
No.
See, God gave me the gift of wisdom.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now, you better be careful how you handle it. Well, Brother Ben, yeah. He went and sold his wives. Yeah. I never did tell a guy to leave. Never did. Never did.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah.
Never told you to leave that you come back.
Glory, glory.
But I want you to leave Jackie out there. We don't need any more Jackie here. There ain't nobody anywhere on this earth going to take my place. No one. No one. Prophet or priest, not in the supposed Elijah. No one. I receive nothing from any of you. I don't get faith from you. I don't get love from you. I don't get truth from you. I don't get the responsibility from you. That sort of hurts your ego, doesn't it? Hurts your ego. The immediate desire. One thing.
Have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I
election. You got the Antichrist. Because he's rising above every power, every objection. Now he's out there promoting. That virus come from China. No, it didn't. It come from the devil. And he's a servant of the devil. He's the one that permitted China. He's not going to cut them off.
No.
Although there's going to be a war with China.
Yes.
And this man could very well be the one who starts it.
Okay.
And when it's revealed, it could be just a year to go, less.
Hallelujah.
He will be revealed in his time. It doesn't say at the beginning of his time, nor at the ending of time. He'll be revealed in his time, which is 4.5 years. Leaving 45 days ago. You poor people. You poor. Who are you going to believe?
Lord, thank you,
God. We're not going to believe you. Okay. Then don't believe.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe in generation. And that's the sin that does so easily sidetrack you. There you are.
Glory, glory.
Ah, praise the Lord. All right. Wait, what do we get? Two calls? Three calls? 843-538. 1334. See, I'm trying to prove to you people that we don't have many listeners. And still without just a few listeners. We still pay the bill. It's like Brother Spencer said to his daughter when she was running me down. She said, who do you think is that got money? Hey, y'all sit right there. You sit right there. Who in the world?
Right. Hallelujah.
See, one thing is I don't have a love for money.
Right. Thank you.
So, I'm not evil.
Amen.
It's the root of all evil. I'm not an evil worker.
All right, hallelujah.
No. Oh, you'll say that until. New covenant. No, not a new one. A better one. A better one. The old covenant was the one he made with Moses and Abram and Isaac. The new covenant is the one he made with you in Christ. Better. That you might have a better resurrection. A better one. Where's that at? Better resurrection. How come I gotta always do this? How come I gotta always do this? I think you'll find it in Hebrews 11, I think.
Yes,
better resurrection, a better one.
Glory to God.
You poor people, you are sad, sad testimonies. You got it? Read it.
Hebrews 11:35. Women
receive
their dead raised to life again.
Wow. How come God ain't doing what he used to do? Well, let me tell you why. Well?
And others were tortured.
What?
Glory.
Tortured?
Yes.
Tortured?
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Read.
Not accepting deliverance.
Oh, that always stopped me.
Yeah.
That one always brings me right.
Glory.
They were tortured because they wouldn't accept deliverance.
No.
Can you? Glory. I tried myself.
Right.
Can you picture a mother with a baby in her womb, tied to a stake? To whom are you to deny Christ? And we're going to cut that baby out of you. I ain't going to do it. Can you picture one hanging on a cross and saying, Father, forgive them?
Yeah.
You know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Are you able to comprehend that?
Yes.
Read again.
Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured.
And others
Hallelujah.
Were tortured.
Not accepting deliverance.
My God, not it. Do you understand that phrase?
Yes.
You understand? Holy Ghost said you wanted to be delivered and said no.
No. Hallelujah.
No. Not accepting deliverance. Why? 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 Why?
That they might obtain a better.
Good and better and best? Well, we're going to attain the best resurrection. Cut it off, boy. Paul said, henceforth, just cut that thing off. There's laid up for me a crown. What do you do with a crown? Put it on a head. They cut his head off. He said, good. Now just move it on up then. While I was preaching, somebody touched me.
Somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. Somebody touched
me. Who touched me? John said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out. Find out one now. You, boy, you folk are just plain willingly ignorant. Now John said it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Said the hand of the Lord was upon me.
Amen.
I'm pretty sure that's the exact phrase.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm done with him, boy.
Right.
He's not doing good. And the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Aren't you saying you all got
the hand of the Lord was upon me
and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones.
Ooh. That brings it up on a revelation too. Is Ezekiel.
John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candles.
Oh, God.
There it is.
I saw the other day that Mr. Trump was on talk show. The number one talk show in America. 75 million listeners every day. The man's become a multimillionaire. He's dying with cancer. Oh, Mr. President, he said, there's nothing wrong with your voice. Sounds as good as ever. Just birds of a feather.
Right.
Both of them dying. But both of them think you got the hand on the medical science. I don't know why I can't make you folks understand this.
Jesus!
Mr. Trump says, God gave me this so he could show me how to cure me. So he makes a drug. Mm-hmm. Now they're making that drug. I preach this all week long. Some of you folks, you still don't recognize it. Now, remember how I started talking to you about it? I don't remember. I told you I was in Alabama.
Okay.
And I knew the big drug leader that made illegal alcohol.
Right.
This is just something. You folks don't recognize me telling this story.
Hallelujah.
I said, they would come, the revenuers would come on there, burn up their stills, boil it, throw their whiskey out, just like we did the drug lord. We put the drug lord in prison here.
Yeah.
Now his son's down doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Boy, you people, you got it. And you still can't tell what the point is. They would make them fill that whiskey with because there was no tax on it. But you go right downtown to the state store and buy whiskey in a bottle and with tax. That's why they don't like us taking our vitamins. Unless it goes through where they get some money. When are you folk going to realize the love of money is the root of all evil, all corruption, all perversion, all lies? When are you going to accept that? And then you got a prophet who doesn't have the love of money. And you sit there like a bunch of devil. And I said, he said, boy, isn't that something? How God's kept me from that? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The love of a woman is not the root of all evil.
Glory, glory!
Because if that was true, I'm so rude. You win something, I know what you got. You dummies.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Report came out this morning. They're making this new one now that Mr. Trump is pushing, and the drug company's going to make billions, and we're going to pay for it. We're going to give it to the people free. Well, who's going to? How are they going to pay for it? They're going to tax you. And I told you all along that one of the major signs. The whole world is going to be taxed, which is vaccine, which is drug.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I remember when they made vaccination required. You know, I remember when they made the vaccine for AIDS.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know the first guy to prove it worked? Yeah. He made millions off it.
He
didn't get anything. What's wrong with you people?
Amen.
Why are you so dense? Why are you allowing that spirit to do it? No. Then you got men like Mr. Farrakhan, who gets out there publicly and says, don't take the vaccine. And they do nothing to stop him. Why? Because he too represents billions.
Right.
The Lord of money!
Oh God.
Is! Why do you think folks hold back some money here? They got some evil planned. They're going to need that money. They're going to spend the money for things that shouldn't do it. No matter what I say, you're not going to buy it, are you? See, along about 9:30 last night, Brother Rob, he didn't answer.
Right.
Brother Rob, are you online? And the pastor said, some man come to Taylor 4. Something wrong with his heater. I heard her say it. There's nothing wrong with her heaters or her air conditioner. The wrong is in Sister Lois. Oh, she wants to hear me. Are you hearing me? I'm yelling again, ain't I? Well, you yell. Hello, Libby. Hey, Michelle. That's not yelling?
Yes.
Our iniquity is terrible. It's undestroyed. She keeps on, it's undestroyed. We'll get her out of here. Maybe we will.
Bless you,
Jesus. Robert's not here. Robert here? Terry?
Yes, sir.
Did Robert show up?
No, sir.
No.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what to do with you people. You just can't realize this now. When he calls you, are you going to show up? Are you ready for him to call? When he calls for me,
I will answer. When he calls for me, I will answer.
Let's put that in play, okay? Hey, Steve, where are you at? Come on now, you can answer. Just call the number. I'll just talk to you. Come on. Come on, Stan.
Oh, God.
Come on, Chris. Come on.
Oh, God.
We're still on the air. Right? Right? Who's up there taking care of that board? You gone? Are we on the air?
Glory.
Good.
Glory.
All over the world. Hey, Mr. Jerusalem. It's Mr. Israel. Hey, Sister Rhea. Hey, Brother Baker. God bless. Nobody recognizes that?
Yes.
That's Brother Baker's. God bless. God bless. Then he shut off the speaker until Brother Jerry. The brother said, he won't let us listen to him no more. But so we brought him here, we listened to him. Helped me get ready. Well, who do you think that is? Think it's Steve? Y'all say praise the Lord now. Hello. Oh, I know that.
I know you do.
All right, Jerry.
I just can't believe there's only 3 callers today.
Why? Why? I told you it's going to get less and less.
Yeah, I know, but everybody's scared to call you.
Good.
Because you're a tough man. You keep us
in check. The
weak ones can't call.
Say that again, Jerry.
The weak ones can't call you because you're like God over there. You got such a, you put a fear in us all that we're just, you're so in tune with God and they're afraid to call you so you can rebuke us and straighten us up like we should be. And we can't live like that. If I challenge everybody out there listening to you and said, all right, everybody call in and tell Brother Stair we're listening to him. And all Brother Stair will say to you is, oh, thank you for calling. God bless you. Bye-bye. You probably have the phones flooded. I guarantee it. I just go on. But God, I don't bother you because I got to listen to you. So, but I'm feeling like you don't think there's anybody listening. I got to call you just to let you know we're listening.
Oh, so you're somebody, huh?
I am.
Okay.
I'm somebody.
God bless you, brother.
I know who I am, and I know who you are, Prophet. I thank God for you. You're just, I just love listening to you the way you go about the things that you say. I mean, God has just anointed you with the words for today. And
well, you're not getting 100% approval from this crowd. Y'all look at some of their faces.
I know. I deal with it every day, especially with my wife.
You got one of them too.
Especially with my wife.
All right, Jerry. Yeah. God bless you.
I'm going to leave it to your work. We'll see ya.
Hey, Terry. Terry.
Yes, sir, son. You just be there. I cannot let you fail.
Amen.
Is that the word of the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Hallelujah.
Glory. You ought to look at some of your faces.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at me. You see, I keep telling you, folks, the reason why you do that is because the Holy Spirit touches you. And then you rebel.
Amen.
Then you'll say, no, that ain't true. Or that ain't God. That's very dangerous. You never heard me tell a story about the sisters would sing, you don't know like I know.
What he's done for me.
Oh, you don't know like I know.
What he's done for me.
You don't know like I know.
What he's done for me.
You don't know.
And one night I got fed up with it. I said to him, will you please tell me what he's done for you that I don't know? Well, he saved my soul. I know about that. Yeah. He made me whole. I know about that. He's coming again. I know about that. I know about that. I know what it's like to say I want to be saved. I know when I hear him say, I'm going to save you. Do you people ever realize how many years I've been in this? That the only prophet was raised up for one thing. To bring to you the message, the generation of the last time.
Hallelujah, bless you, Lord.
You show me another one.
Bless you, Lord.
Show me one. Give me one. Jackie believes the prophet, and I don't doubt that, but he's not the one that God raised to do this. No, he's not. Or he'd send me to him. I believe God wants my soul to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
He didn't send this Pastor Robert.
Nope.
He sent Pastor Robert to me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I even told you what he's done.
Calm down the spirit, amen.
What are you?
Kissed you on the cheek.
God damn it, Jim. The first conduit, smart like Roberts, big old tough dude. Come on down and face me, smart Alec. Come on, bring them big shoulders down here. Come on, Dow. Come on. Come on.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
A lot easier than I can, an old man. So I can't fight you physically, but boy, you're going to get whooped, boy.
That's right.
None of them would tell him to tell. He sent me $100. He heard me on the Charlotte radio station.
Glory, glory.
He took on a Charlotte pastor up there. Why are you telling us that? Anybody will pick it up?
I'm tired of these divorced and remarried creatures.
And he sent me $100. And in that letter he said, I'm tired of these divorced and remarried creatures. So I sent some money back to him. I sent $100 back to him. I said, I appreciate your offering, but I've been divorced.
Amen.
And been remarried. Hey, you fools out there, I've been sinful. Wicked. Vile. I'm the kind of man that God loves. God loves sinners. He came to seek and to save sinners. And he is able to save sinners. See, I don't know how to help you. I can tell you, first of all, I tried to tell you, you're going to have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
That carnal mind is contrary. It doesn't think like God thinks.
Amen.
So we end up accusing God, charging God. Carest thou not that we perish?
That's right.
How can you lie asleep? Why don't you follow on with it? Come on. Come on. You don't have to read it. Why do you have to read it?
Master, the tempest is raging. Carest not that we perish.
And he rose.
He rose.
You the wind.
Be still.
And what those winds and doctrines.
Yes, Lord.
And thought to go
yes,
past.
Jesus.
Talk yes, to and fro.
Yes, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Jane. Oh, yes, Pastor.
Well, we're still on the air, says Terry.
Yes,
phone number is still 843. Five three eight one three three four. No, I do this on purpose. Not because I'm expecting a lot of calls, because I'm expecting not to have hardly any at all. And then I'll ask the question, where is Brother Baker? God bless.
Oh, yes.
Where is Dow? Praise the Lord, prophet. Where are these guys?
Amen.
Where are they?
Yes, Lord.
I'm here. Where are they?
Yes,
I'm here. Are you here?
Amen.
Well, you over in Jerusalem, I see that. I did not entangle you in that. You entangled yourself. Well, Terry, I'm glad you're still there, Terry. Isn't that something? My wife. I married a wife, but not a God-given one. You guys still won't agree with me. You took wives. You took them. You didn't wait for God to give you one. You took them. That's why I tell about Timothy. I did not give him the wife. Pastor Robert did. When he told me, you folk won't budge, will you? He said to me one day, I got a wife, Brother Timothy. I got excited because Timothy's young. But I didn't know it was going to be this one with all them youngins. The one I had in mind, Timothy, was a single one. Pretty, nice. Of course, I'm sure she'd be a hellraiser, too.
Thank you, Jesus.
The younger one was prettier. I didn't know that was the one he picked. But Timothy went and I said, you bring her down and you can court her. Well, when she came, she brought the children. Put them in the biggest mobile home we had. And I tried to make her come and put them in that big house over there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
She'll never be his wife because God didn't give her to him.
All right.
And I take part of the responsibility because I... But I show what I do with money God gave me. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
How would you like to deal with that? God told him to marry Teresa. He didn't know it was going to end like this. I'm going to close with this. Phone number still here, 843-538-1334. You can call me, I'll talk to you. Or better still, come on down, walk through that door.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a face-off. Don't you know we're getting ready for a face-off?
Amen.
When I shall see him
face to face and tell the story, stay by the way.
Hello? Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Boy, they hate me, don't they? The fellow just told me I'm going to go to heaven. Yeah, just in hell. Hello.
I will overturn.
Well. Unto them that overcome, will I grant to sit down in this tabernacle with me. But you're not going to overcome me. Atta boy, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir. Son, you just be here.
How am I doing?
Faithful, brother. Yeah. Hallelujah.
You know, if there's one thing you should learn from this, is Satan is implacable. Can I go into the swine? See, and you sit there and you don't know what I'm saying. The man was possessed of the devil. No man could tame him. Jesus came to the shore, and this maniac came running down and said, we know who you are. Look at him. What do you mean, we?
Glory.
Just one man. Right. What do you mean, we?
Right.
Okay. Never mind. Never mind. You want to sit there? I'm not going to wait on you guys.
Amen.
Yeah. So we know who you are.
Right.
Thou Son of God. You see Steve up there saying, I know who you are, prophet of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That last dog, I know who you are.
Yeah. Glory.
I know. It, see, because they know, they can't deal with it. You folk are sickening. You don't know that story. We know who you are, thou Son of the Most High God, the one who shows unto us the way of salvation. Why hast thou come to torment us? Because you know, and I know you know, that we're not going to be saved. He's not going to save devils. No. You're going to save saints. Wow. Wow. Word after word and line after line. Now, who would pick it up from there? Why did I have to ask you for permission? We know you're going to cast us out. Just don't cast us into hell. We know that's our end. So we bid you, can we go into the swine? And they entered into the swine and they all ran. Oh, kill them all. Kill all the enemy swine. And the people from the city came out and they saw the man clothed in his right mind.
Hallelujah.
And they said to Jesus, will you get out of our town? Get out of here, folk. That damn spirit you got on you, and you won't give it up, will you? Isn't that right? God, you know the story, don't you, huh? And said they prayed to him. Please leave our coast. Don't you know our nation's sin, praying to God, leave us alone. We got our own God. What a statement. They came out and they found the man clothed. Not this kind of clothed. Clothed in the righteousness of God. In his right mind. Aren't you folk ashamed how little you understand God's word? Aren't you ashamed? Aren't you really ashamed? Nah, they're not ashamed. Still on the air, right? Good.
Amen.
Hey, anybody out there listening to me? Give me a call. 843-538-1334. Hey, Steve, come and see me. You dog. You barking dog.
Right.
You devil from hell.
God bless you, Jesus.
Hey, Mr. Trump, come and see me. Came to Charleston a little while ago. Came to Columbia. Came to Waldenboro. All your friends of Trump, tell them there's a prophet in South Carolina.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory.
Well, well, well. All right, one more time. Phone number is 843-538-1334. I spent a whole week in solitaire.
Thank you, Father.
The only one I'm talking to is her.
Thank you, Father.
And don't talk to her too much. She's like most of these. She got questions, and she wants me to answer them. And I don't know how to do it. I just don't know how. I don't know how to tell you folks to stop this. Then I raise my voice and then I hurt your offending. I don't want you to offend, so I try to shut up. I'll tell you, if you get offended very easily, you're lacking.
Amen.
Your love is not, and no question about your love, but it's not perfect. Got perfect love. Cast out all fear.
Amen.
What lack I yet? Love.
Love.
Perfect.
Hallelujah.
Love. Hello.
Hello, Brother.
Yeah.
Peter Dias in Fairford, Florida. Brother, God told me when you left, when you first left you, some men, I'll be around to leave you.
I'm not going to leave you till the end, Lord. God bless you, brother.
You need to get out of Florida.
Yeah. He told me I was in the right place. What I'm supposed to be doing? So what can I do? John?
Well, then he wouldn't have you come to me, then.
I don't know. That's what he told me. He said, me, I'm in the right place what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, I'm telling you, you're not.
Right. He told me I'm in the right place what I'm supposed to be doing.
All the weeping and wailing. I talk, first of all, when I talk about getting out of Florida, I spoke that back before we ever had this place.
Amen.
Dave Marotta was coming to me.
Yep.
You're going to make me angry, aren't you? And my people love it.
Whosoever
will not, hey, Kenny, or the Lord says, you leave the prophet, then don't, but you're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah.
If you don't do what I tell you, then you're leaving me.
Hallelujah.
And then you're separated from the body of Christ.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Boy, see why they're not believing me? Because you're doing the same thing. Sitting right there, harden yourself up. He that stiffens his neck and hardens his heart shall.
Oh, yes. Yes, God.
Well, I sent you $400 off. And so you think you're going to find God's will by sending money to me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You think that, huh?
Amen.
You're a fool.
Amen.
You're a fool, Kenny.
Amen.
What did they say about that guy on the day of Pentecost? What did he say about him? You think you can buy God's blessing with money? Or my approval? What the hell with your money? Your money staying in flowers is not going to save you when God brings the final judgment on that. It's going to wipe your right womb just like that. I don't believe it. Well, there we are. There we are.
Amen.
You people have watched Kenny Dice come here the last time I run him off. Well, God told me that. I said, well, God didn't tell you that. God said, don't leave him, but he's left me. He walked right out of the dining room and left me and went right back to Florida. We have a house over there that we built that remodeled for Kenny. Put a ramp up for his wife. Boy, you are defiant, people. You are plain defiant. We built that house specially for him. Remodel it. We fixed the first trailer out there for Ann. Hmm? When are we going to wake up?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Sure, not possible you can deny what you said about the prophet. Save me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Honor with your lips.
Amen.
How come you folk won't accept the warnings?
That's right. Thank you, Father.
Please tell me why.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wonder what more God's got to do to magnify the sign.
Oh, what more?
And I've done very well with it. I said, look, I know that everybody in America or in the world, where in the world can people from Saudi Arabia, from Ethiopia? Then we have them come in from Nigeria, come right to New York. I'll leave them and don't show up. Huh? I'm going to repeat this. We might have a year. If Mr. Trump wins the election, he is going to exalt himself above all that is called God.
Yes.
What is God called?
Authority.
Glory.
Well, God raised up America. True. He raised up Trump. True. I'm not putting that. But he raised Mr. Trump up to be destroyed. It's like he raised up America to be destroyed.
Yeah.
What if God willing to make his power known? Raise up America, raise up Trump, raise up the Baptist Church, raise up the Catholic Church to destroy them. Because he's a God who shows mercy and a God of wrath. Well, okay, then let him destroy me. You know, the other night I woke up in the morning, and for 4 hours I had such a sleep. And the Lord said, see what happens when you sleep? You don't even know you're asleep. You don't know nothing. Boy, with that beautiful 4 hours. No semi-conscious. I was out. Blessed are they with sleep. So, God, can I sleep? Can I sleep? I didn't know nothing. My mind was clear and with no remorse for this one or that one. The dead know nothing. Don't even know they're dead. They know nothing about life because they're dead. But in that resurrection morning, when they come back to life, they don't know what death is all about. They will say, oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, grave, glory! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Boy, what resentment comes out of so many people's eyes. Yep, the eyes have it.
Glory God. Thank you. Glory God. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father. If you only understood what your testimony has done for you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
But I'm your husband. Yeah, but he's my God.
Amen.
But I'm your mother. Not your daughter. No, yeah, he's my God. But I'm the one who makes sure you have life. No, he's my life. You know the problem is, see, even though I'm talking to you, a lot of you folk are not agreeing with me. You're just putting up with me. And what agreement has Christ with Belial? Well, if I'm of God and you don't agree with it, then you're of Belial. You're the father of the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
He got more influence on you than your Father in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Kenny, that was not God that told you to stay there.
No.
The devil loves Florida. A place for old folk to retire, play shuffleboard, or play with their God.
Hallelujah.
I'm amazed at you. I'm amazed how many things we've seen.
Jesus.
Florida is going to be wiped away with a tidal wave. It will go from the Gulf to the Atlantic, right over the whole thing. Just wash it clean.
Yes.
It will be done.
Yes.
And the man that made that testimony sealed it with his life. Statue of Liberty is going to fall. And the man who made that prophecy sealed it with his life. America will burn. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. And the man who made that testimony sealed it with his death. See, a testimony must all be the death of the testator. So Christopher testified. Huh? I went to understand how close this is. Oh, don't worry, he's not listening. Probably got a little old lovebird somewhere. A good debater. And you can't tell these people about debating. These debates are the presence. That's not of God. Why should you have to debate if you're trying to get voters? Who won a debate? The one who gets the most votes. I'm appalled, people. God bless you, folks. You know I finished a little while ago. Assume it's in a time. Go your way. I got my little place to go to. I just wish that you folks that live on these grounds would surrender your way and do like I've instructed you to do. And stop trying to domineer or be many bosses. I just wish you'd stop it. But from experience, I know you won't. Until it gets tougher and tougher. Remember the old boy that sang the song, I did it my way? He even tells you why he did it like that. Because the mouth just said, will kill you if you don't do it like this. They kill him anyway. When his youthfulness was done, are you folk ever going to repent? Are you ever going to do it?
Amen.
God bless you.
Fighting the good fight, prophet. Just woke up this morning with the spirit on me to give you a call. And you've been requesting calls, and I've been slacking on it, prophet. And there's no excuse. Just wanted to wake up and bless you and bless the saints. And the fight goes on, prophet. And God's always telling me to listen to the prophet. So I just want to bless you and the saints. Still fighting the good fight. And it's so good to hear you, prophet. It really lifts my spirit to know that you're still fighting on. And you truly love us, prophet. You truly love your brothers. And that's the spirit of Christ in you. And I love you, prophet. It's just not right not to hear you, prophet. It's become a part of me in the spirit. And I know the saints feel the same way. We're just not right.